That brings us to our guest, Dr. Tom Price. He's a Republican congressman from the 6th District of Georgia. He's chairman of the Republican Study Committee. Welcome to America's Radio News Afternoon Edition. Do we have the congressman? Is he with us?
Hello there.
Oh, hello, Congressman. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Glad to have you on the program. Are we going to see a solution to this debt ceiling? Are there going to be a meeting of the mind, so to speak?
Well, I sure hope so, but it's going to have to involve some significant changes to the budgetary process and real spending reductions in order for it to get support on the Republican side of the aisle, I believe.
Well, when you say real spending reductions, Speaker Boehner said he would want to see trillions of dollars cut. Do you think that that is at all, you know, realistic in working with your Democrats?
Well, that's what has to happen over a period of time. Now, what I believe we need are kind of short, mid, and long-term solutions. Short-term is appropriate reductions, real reductions for 2012 fiscal year. Midterm is to hold spending levels to a certain percentage of gross domestic product. That's where you get the trillions. And then long-term, I'm a big fan of a balanced budget amendment, and I think we've got 2 or 3 years to where the states would actually support it if we were able to pass it here in Congress.
So, Congressman, you said appropriate levels of cuts for 2012. What would that look like?
As much as you can get, but at, you know, $100 billion, $200 billion, wherever you can get the reductions that you need. But the American people are sick and tired of Washington spending more than it takes in, and we need to get our fiscal house in order. And the way to do that is to decrease spending right away.
Is everything on the table?
I think so, absolutely.
I know one of the issues has been defense spending, whether that should be included in all of this.
I think there are some reductions that can be made in defense spending. I think probably the best way to concentrate on reductions in defense spending and still be able to appropriately defend the country is to change some of the procurement processes that are terribly inefficient and wasteful so that you get more bang for your buck, if you will.
Well, Dr. Price, I want to shift over to health care. Mitt Romney, as you know, gave a big speech today on his health care plan that he enacted in Massachusetts, defending it. And as an expert and a physician, I wanted to get your reaction to that. Do you support the Romney Care plan that is in operation in Massachusetts?
No, I don't. And as a physician, I will tell you that I don't support that, nor do I support the Obamacare plan that was put in place, nor many of the plans that come out of Washington, because what they have done through, candidly, both Republican and Democrat administrations and leadership is to remove the ability of patients and families and doctors to make medical decisions, which I think ought to be at the core of any reform. And so we put forward positive proposals that we think move in that direction, and we're trying to get greater support for that on both sides of the aisle.
So given your opposition to former Governor Romney's, you know, big legislative accomplishment there in enacting Romney Care, could you support him in winning the Republican nomination for 2012?
Well, I think what Governor Romney was trying to do, and by way of full disclosure, I supported him in the last presidential election. I think what he was trying to do is to say that states ought to have the opportunity to experiment in their plans, and I believe that to be the case, because I think ultimately what would happen is that the states would gravitate toward those kinds of programs that allow patients and families and doctors to make those medical decisions. But at this point, I think that Speaker Gingrich is an individual with a wealth of ideas and always new ideas about how to get us back to those fundamental principles that made us a great nation. And he announced yesterday, and I'll be supporting him at this point.
Wow. So you're endorsing Speaker Gingrich?
I am, yes.
There were yesterday I had a story that there was an umbrella group of a number of medical organizations, including the Mayo Clinic, that they had written the administration. They said that more than 90% of the members would not participate into this new health care plan because the rules as written, their words, so onerous it would be nearly impossible for them to succeed.
Yes. And that's precisely the problem, is that all of these Washington solutions, they try to fiddle with the levers of how clinical decisions are made, that's medical decisions, very personal medical decisions, and try to get an outcome that they think is appropriate. The problem with that is that that doesn't factor in what the patient wants. And that's why we ought to be concentrating on solutions that allow patients and families and doctors to make those medical decisions. And none of that occurred in what has come to be known as Obamacare. And the vast majority of the, quote, solutions, unquote, that come from Washington always remove the patient from that ability to make those decisions. That's why those physicians and that's why those medical groups are opposing the ACOs, the Accountable Care Organizations, because they won't work.
So, Congressman, is it the issue of health care and Romney care that is causing you to shift your support from Mitt Romney, who you say you supported in the last go-round, to Speaker Gingrich this time around?
I think that the Speaker Gingrich is, at this point, the individual who recognizes that the fundamental principles that made us great as a country are what need to be adhered to at this point. It's not to say that Governor Romney wouldn't be a wonderful president, because if he prevails in the primary process, then I'll be happy to support him. But I think that what we need at this point is somebody who is so grounded in the fundamental principles of American greatness and Constitution and the rule of law that's the kind of leader that we need.
Yeah, one of the issues that has come up over the years, I've heard of a balanced budget amendment since I was in high school back in the 70s, and one of the issues that always seems to come up when discussing a balanced budget amendment is whether or not it would be adhered to. I mean, we have a debt ceiling, and yet we constantly just raise it rather than recognize it is, in fact, a ceiling.
Yeah, but the debt ceiling is a law, not an amendment to the Constitution, not a constitutional law. And so you're right. If we just passed something else, which is why you need that fundamental reform, if we just passed something else that Congress could waive in a year or two or three, then you're absolutely right. I would have little confidence in that. That's why I think we need the short, mid, and long-term solutions. That midterm, capping the amount of spending as a percentage of gross domestic product, would probably be adhered to for a couple of years. And then you're absolutely right. The Congress would say, oh, we can't do that. That's just too difficult, which is why I think you need the long-term solution of the balanced budget amendment.
I had a conversation with the former Comptroller General Wallace a number of years ago, and he discussed the promises that we have made, the amounts of money we're talking about, possibly even approaching as much as $100 trillion, money that we'll never be able to pay. And what are we going to do about those promises that we made? How do we fix that?
That's the glorious proposal that we put forward earlier this year, the 2012 budget that we worked on, Congressman Ryan, the chairman of our budget committee, being the champion of it, that actually reforms all of those programs, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all of the entitlement programs, making it so that we can actually bend that cost curve down, decrease the amount of spending at the federal level, pay off the deficit, and ultimately pay off the debt. And we can do it now without harming those individuals who are current seniors. And that's why it's so important to act now, because we've been reckless as a country in terms of our spending, as everybody out there knows. If we don't get our fiscal house in order now, then what will happen is that we will see the kind of incredible austerity that has come to places like Greece and elsewhere if we continue the kind of profligate spending that we're on right now.
Well, let me ask you this very quickly, Congressman. Would you be willing to not raise the debt ceiling limit if you don't see the cuts you're expecting?
I am not willing to support a clean debt ceiling elevation, because I don't think it reforms the programs that we need to get our fiscal house in order.
That's Dr. Tom Price, Republican Congressman from the 6th District of Georgia. Thank you so much for joining us on America's Radio News program.
Thank you. Take care.